Well, US President Donald Trump is deploying more National Guard troops and Marines to Los Angeles as protests continue in the city. Peaceful protests against raids on undocumented migrants erupted into violence on Sunday. And at one of those protests was 90-year-old priest Father Peter O'Reilly, originally from Abilara in County Longford. Well, I spoke to him earlier and he told me how he ended up there.
I ended up when we got a notice from the diocese that we would be forming a group of interfaith ministers and we would have a prayer vigil on the steps of City Hall.
Now, the interfaith group did not come together. What happened? You decided to bear witness.
Yes, the meeting had been cancelled because of the fear of violence. So I felt maybe the thing to do was just mingle with the people and wearing my Roman collar, I thought that would be the best thing to do, to bear witness, to say, we stand with you.
And there you were, mingling amongst the crowd, meeting the people who were protesting. What was the mood
yes.
like?
Well, the mood was serious, but they were very animated. People were talking to each other. And up front, maybe about 15 yards away, with a group that set up some of the barriers, street barriers, and which I found out was later on to be used to protect them from the projectiles, the rubber bullets that were fired by the police.
Because there were rubber bullets fired. Actually, there's a video clip of you on social media. You're looking very calm in the clip. You're talking to reporters. There are loud explosions, loud bangs in the background. I assume those sounds were rubber bullets.
Correct, yeah, they were firing them. And I felt, you know, I was not near the front, maybe about 15, 20 yards away. At the barriers, that the police were firing them as just a warning, do not riot. And I had the feeling, too, because of what the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, had said, this is not an insurrection. This is a manufactured thing from Washington to create confusion and to bring about violence rather than peace.
Now, in that video clip, you said you were there because of freedom of speech. You said you're an immigrant yourself and you've suffered
yes.
many years of discrimination. You said what was happening was very personal for you.
Well, with the Irish experience of being discriminated against for so many years and knowing the discrimination here in this country against the Irish, I felt there was something personal about that, that out of my own personal experience, you know, where I was in some of these communities and knowing how many of them were marginalized because of the color of their skin. And they were the hardworking, family-oriented people that we needed to stand with them and to let them know we were with them and for them.
Father Peter O'Reilly talking to us from Los Angeles earlier.